Wise me, what man I do? Drinking water I may rue, since my heart so muckle harm befell, wounded by a bonny lass at Epsom Well. Eyes have been at Docking Fair, seeing the charming faces there, but all Scotland now good faith defy. Psyche lived to she and a lovely rolling eye. Jenny's skin was white, her fingers small, Moggy she was slender, straight and tall. But my lover bears away the bell from all, for her I sigh, for her I die in despair. Never man and woman took such joy, never woman was to man so coy. She'll not be my honey, for my love or money. Well a day, what torment man I bear. When I came to Epsom Wells, where this charming beauty dwells, I began to cast my eyes around. Then I quickly did receive this fatal wound. From her straight there flew a dart, which did pierce me to the heart. Then to her eyes made my humble suit, with a most graceful carriage and a sweet salute. Then eyes whispered in my lady's ear, eyes had house and land with muckle gear. But away she flew, and would not me come near. I followed her with cap in hand to obtain favor, if so kind a thing might be. But she flew the swifter still from me. Yet at length I seized her, thinking to have pleased her. She returned a frown of high disdain. Bonny lady, then I cried, sit thee down by Jockey's side, who has something more, my dear, to say. Let us kiss and pass the pleasant time away. Underneath this bower green, thou art like a beauteous queen. Scotland never bred the like of thee. Then, as I am a lord of muckle high degree, eyes with thee maintain in satins fine, nay, thou shalt in gold and silver shine. Tell me, bonny lady, wilt thou then be mine? But she replied, I need not talk any more, for my proffer's great she valued not, nor would she embrace a Highland Scot. Oh, that killing story blasted all my glory! Never did I feel such grief before. Eyes got up and ganged away, having nothing more to say. But eyes ever since have felt such grief, which has carried me, alas, beyond relief. Had I stayed in Aberdeen, eyes this lady had not seen, which is the cause of all my woe, and I fear will prove Jockey's final overthrow. Epsom Wells this day I bid adieu, since my coming there I needs must rue. You have beauties fair, but they are cruel too, whom eyes return with a torment eyes endure. Whereas could young Jenny too be kind, for to ease the anguish of my mind,